I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Reminder to state anglers that there are a couple public comment periods underway where you can voice your opinion on whether or not the state should lower the bag limit for walleyes and several rough fish species. The comment periods both wrap up in March, and if the changes happen, they'd go into effect on March 1st, 2027. More details on how you can comment when we return, but first, by the numbers, here are the costs of not having Onyx Fish. 400 extra holes drilled, 100 wasted ice miles, 20 needless gallons of truck, snowmobile, or ATV gas, 5 trips trying to catch a walleye where they don't live, 3 days of vacation you'll never get back, 2 wrong turns that cost you an extra hour at prime time, and one last time you'll waste dollars and effort. Onyx Fish, $34.99 per year, 10 Midwest states, countless ways to catch more fish. Public comment periods that would alter limits for walleyes and a bunch of rough fish species in Minnesota are now underway. Under the walleye proposal, state anglers would be able to keep 4 fish instead of 6 in an update to a state inland water walleye fishing regulation that's been in place since 1956. The current regulation of only 1 walleye over 20 inches in possession would remain in place. The DNR is inviting comments on the proposed rule change until 4:30 p.m. on Thursday, March 5th. Learn more at mndnr.gov and search Walleye Limit Reduction Proposal. The DNR is also asking the public to comment on proposed rules related to daily and possession limits on native rough fish. Under the proposed rules, these fish, including bowfin, buffalo, carp sucker, freshwater drum, goldeye, mooneye, quillback, red horses, and suckers, would also get a variety of other protections. The agency is taking comment on those rules through 4:30 p.m. on Thursday, March 12th. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.